You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Primary consultant is myself because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
I like China. You can win against China if you're smart.
So don't tell me about China. I know China.
China.
I beat the people from China.
What the hell is going on?
It's time for State of the States.
President-elect Donald Trump has announced a more specific plan to enact tariffs, a policy he campaigned on. This plan would target China, Mexico, and Canada. These countries have all expressed concern over the proposal, with China and Mexico both warning against a trade war. Prosecutors have dropped the election interference case against Trump, with the reasoning it will not be completed or proceed to trial ahead of Trump taking up the presidency. It marks the end of a years-long legal battle where Trump and sympathetic judges managed to beat charges that would have sunk the presidential bid of many other candidates. The cases against Trump's co-defendants are continuing, although it is unclear if these charges will continue under Trump's pick for Attorney General Pam Bondi. Bondi is a replacement pick after Matt Gaetz dropped out of consideration following an investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct, including against a minor, and illegal drug use. For State of the States this week, I speak to Andrea Farr-Ulsor from the Yale Daily News about all of these topics. Why is Trump proposing specific tariffs for China, Mexico, and Canada?
So Donald Trump intends to use these tariffs as some form of leverage against Canada and Mexico for their border policy. Trump's border policy has been a key part of his campaign since he entered the American political canon, and he's campaigned on these quite strongly. Illegal immigration and drug trafficking are two issues that Trump believes he has a mandate to deliver on, and within his whole border policy, this is key to it. And he believes that Canada and Mexico bear a responsibility that they have not held their side of the bargain to yet. The imposition of these tariffs on China also signals ongoing trade tensions with the country, and Donald Trump's proposed imposition of an additional 10% tariff on China is intended to thwart Chinese economic growth. His officials have also alleged that China allows the use of chemicals used in the production of illicit drugs such as fentanyl to be smuggled into the US. And supply chains from China of these chemicals often flow to cartels in Mexico before being trafficked across the border into the US.
How have these countries responded to this proposal?
Well, Canada and Mexico are concerned about what this may mean for their economies and have also signaled to Americans what this might mean for them. The Mexican president, Claudia Sheinbaum, has said that American businesses will also be affected by these tariffs. In a letter she wrote to President Trump, she outlined that Mexico would retaliate with tariffs on U.S. imports. Furthermore, she said that Mexico has worked extensively to reduce the number of caravans passing through Mexico to make it to the U.S. border, and added that the issue of drugs is an issue of public health that the United States needs to deal with. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau spoke to President Trump hours after he announced these tariffs, telling Trump that he is willing to work constructively and that the levels of illegal immigration across the Canadian-US border are significantly less than the US-Mexico border. China has denied the allegations made by the Trump camp regarding the allegations of chemicals used in production of fentanyl being smuggled into the US from China, reinforcing that the China-US economic relationship is a mutually reinforcing in nature and needs to be respected and acknowledged.
What could the impact of these tariffs be, both on these countries and the United States?
The impacts are extensive and are warned to affect Canadian, Mexican, American, and Chinese businesses and consumers, with American consumers expected to be the worst off. A third of American fresh produce comes from Mexico and Canada, and this means that grocery prices can expect to increase if Trump's proposed tariffs were to go ahead. Manufacturing industries across the four countries and their respective supply chains will have to scramble to change if these tariffs go ahead, with disruptions and shocks expected. Mexico has warned that up to 400,000 US jobs are on the line if Trump's tariffs go ahead. These tariffs also violate agreements signed between the United States, Mexico, and Canada in 2020 in the US-Mexico-Canada Agreement, which was a substitute for the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, that President Bill Clinton signed in the 90s. The US auto industry is also expected to be one of the worst off affected by Trump's proposed tariffs. US vehicles cross borders up to six times, with Canada and Mexico, two vital countries in these production processes. And it is expected the US auto industry will take a significant hit if these tariffs go ahead.
And what is the latest in the election interference case against Trump?
Special counsel Jack Smith has filed to drop the charges against Donald Trump of federal election subversion and mishandling of classified documents. Smith said that the Justice Department's position is that the US Constitution requires that these charges be dropped before the president is inaugurated. This follows a ruling by the conservative-leaning Supreme Court that Donald Trump is subject to some immunity from acts he committed. However, some of Trump's employees are still liable for conviction under the classified documents federal investigation.
How have both sides of the political aisle responded to this update?
Well, Democrats have come out against the verdict, with some members coming out and saying that this establishes that Donald Trump is in fact above the law. Officials who testified against Trump for his role in the January 6th insurrection on the US Capitol believe that a miscarriage of justice has been committed. Trump's officials and allies have called the ruling a victory against the weaponization and politicization of the American judicial system. Trump's officials also believe that it is an end to a witch hunt pursued by the Democratic Party against Donald Trump and his allies since he became president.
Could Trump be taken to court on this again when he leaves office?
It is unlikely that these charges will arise during his presidency due to the precedent set by the Department of Justice and the protections afforded to him as a sitting president under the US Constitution. However, Trump's civil fraud case in New York, which was delayed indefinitely, could re-arise after he leaves office. Long story short, Trump is exonerated of all civil and federal criminal liabilities as a sitting president, and he has the privilege of presidential immunity unless otherwise outlined. So no more mugshots for at least the next 4 years, unfortunately.
Following Matt Gaetz pulling out of consideration, who is Trump's new Attorney General nominee?
Pam Bondi, the former Attorney General of Florida, was selected by Donald Trump to replace Matt Gaetz as US Attorney General hours after Gaetz announced he was standing down from his appointment. Bondi has been a longtime supporter and ally of Donald Trump, supporting him during his first campaign in 2016. She defended Trump during his impeachment trial in 2020 when he was accused but not convicted of pressuring Ukrainian officials to investigate his Democratic rivals. Bondi's close ties to Trump mean she will be an indelible resource in Trump's power grab of US political and judicial institutions. And there are concerns that Bondi will carry out Trump's intention of legally investigating and persecuting his Democrat enemies. While we are yet to see what Bondi will do in her role as Attorney General, she will certainly be a strong political tool that Trump will be willing to leverage to ensure he fulfills his interests while he is in power.
Could her appointment have any impact on the Trump cases?
For sure, Pam Bondi will be able to reinforce some of the dismissal of the charges. But it is certain that Pam Bondi will be an ally in supporting Donald Trump. And obviously, as president, these charges and these cases will not go any further. So it'll be a wait and see, to be honest, until she becomes Attorney General.
That was Andre Fajoso from the Yale Daily News about the latest component of Trump's tariff plan, the election interference charges being dropped against Trump, and about Pam Bondi, the replacement nominee for Attorney General.
Excuse me, I'm really rich.
That was State of the States.
Bye-bye.
How stupid is this? Aye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.